AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Global climate talks are now underway in Paris, aimed at reaching a long-term deal to reduce man-made emissions. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith is covering President Obama's participation.
The president's among some 150 world leaders taking part in the opening of this two-week summit. The setting's a conference center at Le Bourget Airport, the field where in 1927 Charles Lindbergh completed the first solo crossing of the Atlantic. Summit organizers hope the pledges to curb carbon emissions will be every bit as dramatic as that history-making flight.
President Obama says nowhere has coordination between the United States and China been more fruitful or critical than on climate change. Obama is meeting with China's president on the sidelines of the climate conference. Many of the black evangelical leaders invited to a meet and greet with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump were surprised that the gathering was being advertised as an endorsement. After they objected, the Trump campaign canceled a press conference meant to announce their support. More from the AP's Jill Colvin.
They're still planning to hold this private meet and greet with Donald Trump and these individuals who are coming from across the country. They'll be doing that at Trump Tower Monday afternoon, but they will not be holding any type of formal press conference after that.
Pope Francis has ventured into a volatile Muslim neighborhood of Central African Republic's capital, taking his message of reconciliation to the city's main mosque. Francis says Christians and Muslims have long lived peacefully together there and that religion can never justify violence. Well, there will be no classes at the University of Chicago's main campus today. They've been canceled because of an online threat of gun violence passed on by the FBI. Faculty, students, and non-essential staff are being asked to stay away from the Hyde Park campus on Chicago's South Side. This is AP Radio News. The worst spot for Americans taking to the road at the end of the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend? The Central Plains, where a winter storm dropped freezing rain and snow. There are flood warnings in northern Texas and Arkansas. No fatalities near Richmond, Virginia, when a charter bus carrying college students to three Virginia campuses overturned last evening. Three dozen people were hurt.
We're very fortunate that there weren't more injured seriously than what there were.
Chesterfield County Fire EMS spokesman Jason Elmore with WRIC-TV. The Denver Broncos overcame a 14-point fourth-quarter deficit for a 30-24 overtime victory over none other than the previously unbeaten New England Patriots. Quarterback Tom Brady did manage three touchdown passes, but
just didn't ultimately make the critical plays when we needed to. We had plenty of opportunity out there, but, it just wasn't our night.
Only the Panthers are the only undefeated team left. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.